Hello and welcome to Attract Positive Results, the show where each week I help you to navigate life's challenges, discover a beautiful, amazing new relationship with yourself, and, of course, attract positive results. Hello and welcome to the podcast. It's great to have you here. We're going to do something a little bit different this week. In this episode, I want to share with you a quote from my teacher, Adyashanti. If you do not know who Adyashanti is, or Adya, he is a non-duality, if you want to say that, teacher, and he's been around for a long, long time. He's a great spiritual teacher. I consider him basically a spiritual master, a living master. And if you are somebody that is interested in truly finding peace, in truly stripping away everything that is in the way of your peace, you might want to start to listen to him. He's all over the place. He was even featured by Oprah for his book, Falling into Grace, and some other stuff that he has done. He's an incredible teacher, and I have been following him for probably at least about 10 years. And I listen to all of his work. I have taken online retreats with him, and unfortunately I haven't gone to a live retreat with him yet, but that will be coming soon, I'm sure. But if you are interested in reading some great material and to understand more about what I teach about truly attracting positive results and being the positive vibration that you can be in your life so that you can attract whatever you want to, I highly suggest that you check him out for sure. So Adyashanti, go to adyashanti.org. What I'm going to do today is he has a quote that I want to read, and then we're going to kind of break down that quote. So you might want to either, you know, have a pen and paper ready to take some notes, or just sit back and listen, because I think that you will get a lot out of breaking this one quote down. And I think that we're going to do some more of these by doing some of the quotes from A Course in Miracles and some other great teachings that I believe in. Just to give you my take and how I work with my students by using these wonderful, incredible, inspired words from these masters. Okay? So, allow yourself to take a big deep breath. All right, so here's the quote. I'll read the full quote, then we'll break it down, okay? So this is what Adya says. He says, spirituality is the process of stripping away every layer of yourself that is false. This is neither pleasant nor easy, and the whole point is to get you to a point of surrender, not the ego trying to surrender, but the ego realizing and experiencing its own limitations. I'm going to read it one more time just so you get it before we start breaking it down. Spirituality is the process of stripping away every layer of yourself that is false. This is neither pleasant nor easy, and the whole point is to get you to a point of surrender. Not the ego trying to surrender, but the ego realizing and experiencing its own limitations. Okay, so let's just take it line by line and kind of delve into what he's really saying here and what the spiritual truths are in this really profound statement. When I read this statement, let me just say this first, is that I was like, exactly. This is exactly what we are doing on our spiritual path, on the path of spiritual awakening, right? So let's look at it. Spirituality is the process of stripping away every layer of you of yourself. That is false. Okay, let's start with that. So, when you come to a point in your life, when you have realized that there are so many illusions in your life and in your world, you start to say, there must be another way. This is the point where many people come to a spiritual journey. You might come to it differently. But this idea that spirituality is a process. First of all, it's a process, right? It's a process by which you have a realization that there is so much that you have either perceived or believed or created in your life that does not feel like you, that does not feel in alignment with the truth of who you are, right? It feels false. It feels contradictory to your nature, right? So the process is to see all of these things that we believe about ourselves, our world, others, and life in general, that is false. Let's just take one. Life is hard, right? Let's just say one. That's one of the layers, right? Could say it's a belief. So what you start to do is you start to be able to say, wait a second, this belief or this thought that life is hard is not in alignment with who I am, because all it's doing is keeping me suffering. All it's doing is keeping me away from what I think is good or peaceful or joyful, right? So that's a layer that you start to strip away. And the way that we start to strip those away is on many levels, right? But first, the realization that that is false, that that is not working for me. Another layer may be, I am unsuccessful. Another layer might be, people don't like me. These are all beliefs. These are layers, right? And it's a layer that keeps you from alignment. Spirituality, the process of spirituality, is to see and to recognize first that all of these layers are not the truth of you. Because underneath, there is, of course, what's called the still small voice. And the still small voice is saying, that's not true. There's something bigger. There's something else going on here. Right? And as we start to let go of these identifications, of these things that we have built our life around, built our business around, built our career, built our relationships around, we see that they're false. One of the biggest false layers is that we need something. We need something in order to be happy. We need something in order to be peaceful. We need something in order to be successful, right? And so what the process of spirituality does is it starts to look at those things. And as he says in the second line, this is neither pleasant nor easy. And many times it is not pleasant or easy to face the truth. You know, Adya says, he says it a few times, and I bring it up with my students a lot, is that he says, listen, the real spirituality, it just really comes down to stepping up to the plate. It comes down to stepping up to the plate in your life. And that means facing the things you don't like. That means looking at all of the illusions that the ego has created for you. That means taking stock of every place in your life, every layer of your life that has kept you from that internal peace that's already there. Because really, spirituality is quite easy. It's just like, you know, the Course in Miracles. The Course in Miracles says, you know, this course is really quite easy. It's very, very easy. But it's not so easy from the ego's point of view. Because the ego wants to hold on. The ego wants to hold on. Let's look at this line again. This is neither pleasant nor easy. And the whole point is to get you to a point of surrender. Of surrender. When you just say, listen, I can't do it. I cannot do it. There's something in you that drives you to your knees. And sometimes literally drives you to your knees where you say, I can't keep up this facade of all these layers and spinning all of these plates of I'm this, 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 I'm this. I can't do it anymore. And that is where the work starts. And the work is realizing all these false layers, seeing them for the false layers that they are, so that you can be open to a truth that's so much bigger, so much vaster, and so much more intimate and in alignment with the truth of who you are, that you are ready to go there. You're ready to go there because you finally are going to start surrendering. You know, I always say that, you know, the movie a couple years ago, Frozen, had that huge kid song, Let It Go. And I believe really strongly there's a reason why that song is so important. It's an important song. Because that's what everyone is trying to do. Everybody is trying their best to let it go. Because there's a tiny voice, the still small voice of truth in you that says, why don't you just let that go? Why don't you let go of your illusions of how it should be? Why don't you let go of your expectations of what the world should be? Why don't you let go of all the pressure that you're putting on yourself so you can be something other than who you are? Right? And that is the definition of surrender. And as he says, listen, it's neither pleasant nor easy. Of course, miracles would say that you have a choice. You can either learn through love, or you can learn through struggle. That's basically, I'm not quoting exactly. So you can learn through either of those. But he also goes on to say is that you're probably going to learn more through struggle. Because what you're doing is you're working usually through your ego to try to find your spirit. Try to find your spiritual process through your ego. And that comes to his next line here. And it's a struggle and it's hard because we're not used to and we're not accustomed to working and being without our ego. Our ego is running our lives. The egoic mind is running everything, most things. And when we're asking the ego to surrender, it says, no, 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 I'm going to hold on. I'm going to hold on because the ego lives in fear. The ego lives in control. The ego does not want to surrender. The ego wants to keep its own agenda. It wants to make sure that you don't have an agenda, that the light in you, the spiritual love, does not have its agenda, because here's the truth. It goes on to the next line, but the truth is, if you surrender enough and enough and enough and enough, the ego doesn't have a job to do. The ego will find every way, and it is malicious. It is malicious. It will find every way to keep you from your peace. And you all know that this is true. You have been through it. When you have dedicated yourself to something, when you've said, I'm going to do this thing, or I'm going to really do this, and then suddenly you start self-sabotaging. Because the ego, like I've said here before in the self-sabotage podcast, is that it's not congruent. It's not congruent. So the ego doesn't like that. So it's going to create situations, or it's going to create experiences, or it's going to create emotional reactions that throw you right off your path and right back into, gotta start again, gotta start again, gotta start again. But the truth is, if you develop your spiritual muscle enough, if you do the work enough, and you want truth beyond anything, then what happens is, it's easier to surrender. It starts to become easier. So, what we're talking about here is getting us to the point where surrender is where we live. Surrender is where we are at all times, right? It becomes natural. Listen, it just becomes a much more natural state of being, of beingness in your life. To stop the holding on, to stop the control, to stop the manipulation, to stop the needing things to be a certain way. That starts to fade away, and you start to sit in this place of beautiful surrender most of the time when you have really woken up, right? Okay? So, I want to read those last two lines, the last line together. So let me read it again. This is neither pleasant nor easy, and the whole point is to get you to a point of surrender. Not the ego trying to surrender, but the ego realizing and experiencing its own limitations. That's exactly what I just said. Let me read that last one. Not the ego trying to surrender, but the ego realizing and experiencing its own limitations. This is huge when it comes to really, really getting the idea of having a spiritual awakening, as they say. You're not going to be able to have a spiritual awakening through the ego. The ego is going to try to control your spiritual process no matter what. It's almost impossible. And so when he says the ego realizing and experiencing its own limitations, it's when the ego finally goes, wait a second, hold on a second, what are you doing here? I used to run the show. I used to keep you asleep by running you with all these false layers and false beliefs about you, about the world, about life, about God, about spirituality. And you, listen, let me tell you, I've seen it in my life, I've seen it in students' lives, and see it all over the place, and how the ego can use spirituality for its own purposes so manipulatively you have no idea. No idea. I'll give you one example. One example of how the ego uses spirituality for its own purposes is that when you start meditating, when you start doing yoga, when you start to study, when you start to come to somebody like me, you will start to, everyone goes through this, so don't worry about it. You will start to say, you will start to somehow compare yourself to people that aren't spiritual, quote-unquote spiritual. And the ego loves that, because the ego goes, aha, here's another false belief, that I'm better than people that don't meditate. Here's another false belief, I'm better because I don't eat meat. Here's another, because it'll use the quote-unquote spirituality to turn the knot of the ego into another knot, and then you're right back in. So you're never, ever, ever going to have a true spiritual awakening by trying to filter it through your ego. It exists, the awareness of God, Source, all that is, or the numinous ground of being, is beyond your mind. The mind is the tool to get there, but it's beyond the mind. But the ego will keep you in your mind. Figure it out. Try to understand, try to make it, it won't ever work. That is why a practice, a silence practice like meditation, a true silence practice like meditation, and questioning these false layers consistently, questioning what your mind is doing, will get you beyond your mind, beyond the egoic mind especially. The mind is fine, don't worry about it. But allowing yourself to get beyond it so you see the limitation, and that is where your spiritual journey begins. And that process starts you seeing all of these, as he says, these false layers. All of these things about yourself that you just can't live with anymore. And that's when true spirituality starts to be the most integral part of who you are in your life. All right? Take a deep breath. I'm going to read this one more time just to kind of encapsulate everything, right? So he says, spirituality is the process of stripping away every layer of yourself that is false. This is neither pleasant nor easy, and the whole point is to get you to a point of surrender. Not the ego trying to surrender, but the ego realizing and experiencing its own limitations. That's Adyashanti. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for all of your support and your love. Please go to my website, attractpositiveresults.com, and please follow me on Instagram and Periscope. Instagram is Attract Positive Results, and Periscope is at Max Ryan Coach, where I broadcast almost every single day. So I'd love to see you there. And as I always say, I pray that love will guide you. Have an incredible rest of your day, and I hope that something that we went over today has helped you in any way. Take care. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that the podcast brought up some things for you to help you in your life, to really navigate life's challenges. But if you are still looking for more help, more guidance, I would love to talk to you. I'd love to talk to you about how I can help you in a deeper, more significant way to really master the art of joyful living and attract positive results. To do that, you can just go to attractpositiveresults.com/apply, and I will book out some time with you for about 30 minutes where we will discover exactly what is blocking you and how to get through that. Okay? All right. As I always say, I pray that love will guide you, and I will see you next time.